Like to call this council and committee meeting to order. Madam Clerk, the roll call, please.
Your Worship, all members of council are present.
I have some brief announcements this evening. First, I want to congratulate the Niagara Ice Dogs for their thrilling 9-7 victory last night over first place Erie Otters. It was Fort Erie and Port Colborne Day at the Niagara Ice Dogs game, and both the mayor of Port Colborne, John Maloney, and I had an opportunity to have our photos taken with the Ice Dogs mascot, Bones, and I'd like to think that we brought them good luck, because the last time the two teams played, the Ice Dogs lost 10-1. So, fantastic game. They had a overcapacity crowd. They had 5,300 people there for an arena that seats, I believe, 4,700. So it was a great day for Fort Erie, and I want to thank Janine Tesmer for getting things organized for me and for John Maloney. Second thing is the Regional Council did approve the Dominion Road reconstruction project, so that the design work is beginning on that immediately, and construction will be probably late third quarter of this year, and that will cover the area between Burley Road and Buffalo Road. I did want to make reference to a correction in the report IS-03-2017, which has to do with the patching tender. And there is a mistake under financial staffing implications. There's a reference to a figure of $184,000. It actually should be $189,000. That's I believe, also referred to in Table 1. Is that correct, Madam Clerk?
Table 1 is correct, Your Worship.
Table 1 is correct. It's the wording under financial staffing implications. It's wrong.
That's correct.
Okay. And then finally, we have a Bowl for Kids' Sakes coming up on Saturday, and I don't know whether Councillor Passero, you or Councillor McDermott or both of you wanted to make comment on that.
Thank you, Worship. Yes, much anticipated annual event for Big Brothers Big Sisters happening this Saturday, the Fort Erie component happening this Saturday at Carroll's Lanes on Clout Street. Looking forward to the council team participating once again. I still have three time slots available for the 7 p.m. slots if there are any groups or businesses out there that would still like to attend. Our time slot at 4:30 is very much full, and be looking forward to Mr. Brady buying us all a complimentary beverage based on our previous bets. Looking forward to seeing everyone.
I'll take mine to go if you don't mind. And if you wish to deliver it, that'd be fine too. Okay. There is no addendum this evening, and are there any disclosures of pecuniary interest? Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. I have a conflict with IS-03-2017 as my company does business with Circle P Paving.
Anyone else?
Yes, Your Worship. I have a conflict on the same report.
And as do I, since my son-in-law is employed by the company that is being recommended to receive the contract. So when we get to that item, who is the acting mayor, Madam Clerk? Do you know offhand? Oh, it's a committee, so it's under infrastructure services. So, Councillor, okay. So now it's Lubert's. Okay. By the end of the term, I probably will have this figured out. Are there any other disclosures of pecuniary interest? If not, there are no public notices of upcoming meetings. There are no public meetings this evening. That takes us to the consent agenda. Does anyone wish any of these reports removed from the consent agenda package? If not, would someone like to move the consent agenda? I heard Councillor Zanko. Questions or comments with respect to any of the reports? I have some questions, Mr. Brady, with respect to, and I'm sorry I didn't have an opportunity to present these to you before, but with respect to PDS 17, which is the lease agreement with Numbered Corporation for the parking lot adjacent to the Palmwood. How many is this going to result in there being more parking spaces? Parking lot is reconstructed.
When the parking lot is reconstructed, there will be the area adjacent to the lake, which we hope to green and remove some parking spaces from. But there is the area which is the mound, if you will, in the middle, where we anticipate that there will be some parking spaces created. So my suggestion to you is it'll probably be about equal, but there will be some reconfiguration of the parking lot. That will be in conjunction with any redevelopment of the Palmwood itself.
Right, and so the 7 dedicated spaces won't reduce the number of spaces available for the public at large?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And there aren't any questions. I did have some questions with respect to Councillor Nutt.
Yes, Your Worship. I just, in regards to IS04-2017, the sidewalk construction and repair tender award, for the benefit of those listening at home, I know that many people call and ask why they're marking the sidewalks. So maybe Mr. Walsh can just give a brief overview of what the colors mean and what his expectations with this award are.
Mr. Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The town, through its engineering division, undertakes an annual sidewalk inspection. We're legislated to undertake that inspection every 16 months through the Ministry of Transportation. We identify deficient sidewalks in terms of quality, such as spalling or cracking, or deflections, such as lifts at the sidewalk joints. The lifts specifically are troubling because they do create a tripping hazard. Those tripping hazards are painted orange to draw attention to them in the hopes that the public will not trip over them. It also allows us to identify easily in the field when our contractor attends to construct or reconstruct the sidewalk that they've got the right section. We try to get everything repaired within the season. Sometimes that doesn't happen, but we're doing a pretty good job of it lately with council's good wishes and the funding they provide annually.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. I know that the constituents will much appreciate understanding what the colors are, as many people have asked. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. If there aren't any other questions, Mr. Brady, I had a couple of questions about the Garrison Green draft plan approval extension, which I will support, and I'm quite pleased to see who is acquiring that that plan. But looking at the plan itself, which is a long, narrow piece of property with, at this stage of the game, an access point on Garrison Road, which appears not to be going to be utilized for the residential dwelling portion. I take it that's correct.
That's correct.
So that there will have to be some construction of Louisa Street in order to gain access to this plan. Think.
I'm not sure if Louisa Street will be developed as a part of this plan. There's some other parcels that are also in the area that may be acquired.
So that this plan, there may not be site servicing until such time as there's some other potential opportunities for a more detailed development of the whole area?
That's correct.
But if not, if this is going to be developed, which it could be once the conditions of draft approval are approved, this would create a rather interesting subdivision, I think.
Ms. Dolch, do you have some information?
Hi, Ms. Dolch.
Hi, maybe you're able to help clarify just because I know the phasing they're considering. So they are looking at opening Louisa Street up to the first entrance, Street A. That will be kind of the first phase. They are also going to open Viking Street. They're looking at going across. There's pieces that the town owns to open Viking.
So Viking Street as a road allowance may actually run over to Concession Road?
To Arthur, actually, the other way.
Okay.
that'll be more the second phase. There is another road allowance, as you can see, Street A, as it continues north towards Garrison, there's another connection. Again, that will be a long-term plan once they acquire additional properties, if they can.
Yeah, without Viking Street being open, I would think that that would be of concern to the fire department in terms of that lengthy road with potential for it being blocked.
We have spoken with the fire department, and they don't have any concerns. Obviously, we wouldn't. Phase one will just probably end at about the top of Street A cul-de-sac.
Right.
And then the second phase with Viking opening would then. So it wouldn't be too long. Usually, we try to stay within that 90 meters without a secondary access. But as long as it has a appropriate turnaround, fire department satisfied.
I note that there's space available in what will probably be the first phase for some pedestrian connections or walkway connections. They don't go anywhere right now. Do you know if there's any opportunity for them to go some soon?
In terms of pedestrian connections at the end of Street B, perhaps, is that where you're, because we do have a piece of town wooded area. So we have focused on some pedestrian connections there into that wooded area that we own.
Which is to the west?
To the east.
Towards Concession Road.
Towards Concession. There's a strip of land there that's a wooded area that the town owns.
And is there access to...
That's why we kept open Street B at the end. The bulb kind of opens rather than being lotted so that people have that ability to use that wooded area in the future.
I see. So the walkway would only go into the wooded area.
That's right.
Wouldn't go over to Concession or Canada Drive.
No, not at this point. Again, the developer is looking at this whole area. Obviously, he'd like to build a better plan and elaborate on this. But again, that's a piece-by-piece process he's working on.
Great. Thank you very much, Ms. Dolge. I appreciate it. And Mr. Brady. Are there any other questions? If not, I'll call the question with respect to the consent agenda package. All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. That then takes us to planning and development services, and is that you, Councillor Butler? Learning slowly, but I'm learning. Have the chair.
Thank you, Your Worship. Planning and development services is now open. There are no presentations and delegations, and for the first time since I've been on council, there are absolutely no reports. There. The new business and inquiries is open. Does anybody have any questions? Please. That brings us to business status report. Any questions? I then hand back the chair back to you.
Well done, Councillor Butler.
Thank you.
That was very efficient. That takes us into infrastructure services, and I'll pass the chair to you, Councillor Lubert. No, Councillor Zanko. Well... Councillor Lubert, you misdirected me. Shame on you.
Thank you very much. Infrastructure services is now in service or in session. We have one report, IS-03-2017, award of tender for the 2017 asphalt patching program, contract number ISO-17T-ASPHPA. By Councillor McDermott. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, I'm just before we go off, I just like just wondering if Mr. Walsh, if you could just explain a little bit about the unit pricing and the difference is there and the differences that other municipalities are experiencing.
Certainly, Councillor Lubert. This contract specifically address small asphalt repairs were required to carry out through the year as a result of water main breaks or service installations, minor street patching, etc. We issue it on a unit price basis per ton of asphalt, per meter squared of milling, per meter of saw cutting asphalt, etc. This contract has typically come back within budget. We found through the issuance of this contract that we're getting higher unit prices than we expected, which does not bode well going forward for some of our capital projects. The region in general, and when I say region, I mean the area of Niagara, has been experiencing the same phenomena as this contract experienced going forward, namely higher prices than what's expected, including above budgets in some items or some instances. I think it's a function of supply and demand in the construction industry right now after several lean years of construction supply tenders that have been issued and contractors fighting over them. With the advent of the several funding programs that are forthcoming, the CWWF, the OSIF funding, public transit infrastructure funding, and other programs, there's a dearth of projects available, and contractors are bidding them accordingly, knowing that they'll get one of them and finally reap the rewards after several years of lean years.
All right, thank you very much. So as far as the being over budget, as it stands right now, the contractor will go to as far as what we budgeted, and then we move forward from there?
That's correct. In this case, we do have, the patching we have foreseen at this time will be covered by the existing budget. If there's issues coming forward as this project develops through the year, I'll certainly keep council informed and make decisions accordingly.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other comments, questions? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. That brings us... We don't have that on our agenda, no? Any new business or inquiries?
I'm gathering that's because this is the first committee meeting of the month, which is generally planning issues.
Are we going into inquiries and new business? No.
It's not on our agenda.
Nothing. All right. Okay. I'll turn the chair back over to you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Lubberts. That takes us to scheduling of meetings. Councillor Knott.
Thank you, Your Worship. Just a quick note, next week's merge break, and I don't believe we have a meeting on Monday, but we do have the corporate services meeting on Friday the 17th.
Are there any other meetings that anyone wishes to announce? Madam Clerk, I'm in a bit of a predicament here because this is a committee meeting, and our rules, I believe, provide that notices of motion are to be given at regular council meetings. Vision for that at a committee meeting. Is that correct?
That is correct, Your Worship.
In the old days, we used to be able to give notice of motion virtually any time. The reason I raise this is because we received, and I circulated to members of council, a release from the Great Lakes Cities Initiative that made reference to information emanating from the United States that suggests that the United States, or at least the President of the United States, is contemplating recommending a 97% reduction in monies allocated to initiatives relative to the Great Lakes. And we are a member of the Great Lakes Cities Initiative. That's a very significant potential reduction in any budget, let alone one as significant as that budget is to the viability and sustainability of the waters in the Great Lakes. So, Madam Clerk, I'm thinking that I would like to ask Council to waive the rules to permit a notice of motion to be used this evening. We don't have a regular Council meeting really until March the 27th, which is 3 weeks from now. And if we were to follow the rules, which will be given March the 27th and then wouldn't really be dealt with until... I think this is a far more pressing matter, and... I have your thoughts on that.
The rules are made by Council, Your Worship, and they can waive them any time they please.
Okay, so I think what I'd like to do is hand the chair to Councillor Knott, if I might. move two things. Number one, so that I can move in the first instance that council waive the rules of procedure so that I may present a notice of motion returnable March the 27th relative to the Great Lakes best budget relative to its to the funding allocated to that.
Thank you, Your Worship. So I believe, Madam Clerk, that we have to immediately vote to waive the rules of procedure first before we can hear the motion. So
that is correct, Councillor.
I will call the question. All those in favor of waiving the rules of procedure? None opposed? That carries. The Chair recognizes Mayor Redekop to give his motion.
Thank you, Councillor Nutt. So in broad strokes, it's going to be a resolution that the town of Fort Erie express opposition to any reduction in funding to Great Lakes programs relative to sustainability, environmental issues, and by the United States government. And I'll have further wording with respect to background references, and I'll circulate some information prior to the 27th. It would be returnable March the 27th. Does that provide you with adequate background, Madam Clerk?
Yes, Your Worship.
So that's what the notice of motion would be.
Thank you, Your Worship. If there's nothing further, I'll pass the chair back to you.
Thank you. And then if there are no other meetings that anyone wishes to announce, that takes us to item 11. Councillor Nutt, I would call upon you to assist us there.
Thank you, Your Worship. The Town of Fort Erie Council and Committee meeting hereby adjourns at 6:22 p.m.
All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. New record.